you've established that if it is for the if it is really or determined to be for the public benefit, then it's exempt from that provision. And if it isn't for the public benefit, then it's not.
Exactly.
And that's a function that, as you said, the Supreme Court is going to determine once the record is more developed whether or not it's true. Could this then influence the decision of the ICOC to declare itself, to put into its own regulations provisions that would establish more unequivocally its public benefit? In other words, if it said, all intellectual property developed under this project will either inure to the University of California, or if it goes to private biotech companies, it will still be owned by the state of California and licensed to them. Could they do that? And if they did that, would that establish them more thoroughly as a public benefit corporation?
I don't know whether the ICOC has the authority to do that, but assuming that it does.
Right, it has the authority to determine what kind of intellectual property disposal is made of the of its discoveries.
Well, then certainly regulations along those lines, I think, would be very helpful to establishing the public benefit.
Okay.
So I would guess the short answer is yes, that would be
okay.
Helpful in establishing public benefit.
Okay, good. All right.